Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klaus Sama Gimel, and we're learning Simon Zion. So the last point we said was that the Zman that said the bracha is Tech Ledibur, and if he heard the thunder, Tech Ledibur of the lightning, he makes the bracha that he made in the lightning will go on the thunder as well. The Mishabur adds, in the case of a Bidi Eved, if a person had in mind when he saw the thunder, saw the lightning and made the bracha on the lightning, he intended to include the thunder which comes afterwards, it also would be yodsei, but that's not lechatchila. It means even if the thunder comes lachar k'dei dibur. Now the Chayyim adds the following: well, blitzin shehem b'loy re'im klal. You have thunder, you have lightning sometimes without any thunder, which referred to colloquially as heat lightning, which is a misnomer. It's nothing to do with heat, but it tends to be seen in the summertime. When it's hot, so people think that it's connected with heat lightning. What it really is storms, which are thunderstorms, which are in a distance, and there is lightning, but the distance is such that even though you could see it, the sound does not travel to where you are. So, Arak Machmas Achaim, Shemati Shein Zeb Barakim, and Iskar Begemora, Vein Mavorchen, the Chayodim says, I heard that the we do not make a bracha on that. The Mishabur quotes the Chayyadim on this as well. The Chazanish actually paskin that a person would make a bracha on it. It is regular lightning, a person would make a bracha on it. But many paskin follow the Chayyadim in this regard. Since standard lightning comes with thunder, and the Gemara refers the two in one unit, so the assumption would be that that's the type of lightning we're referring to. So this lightning, with such a distance, we don't see it in conjunction with the storm, but we do not make a bracha on it. So the halacha lemaisa, some brachas lahakal, a person would not make a bracha on such lightning. Now, the question is, how many times do you make this bracha? So this bracha does not have a 30-day rule. A person could see thunderstorms within a few days of each other and make the bracha again, these brachas again. Because manshal these pasuk of him daila b'bracha achas. But within one storm, the bracha remains effective. So the first time in the storm that he sees lightning, and he makes a bracha, and he hears thunder, he makes a bracha, he's yotzer for all of the lightning and thunder which comes subsequently. If, however, the clouds have parted, which means the storm has ended, you can sometimes imagine a scenario where it's the middle of a storm, but there's very strong winds, and it forces the clouds apart. That's not what we're talking about. This pasuk means that the clouds have dispersed. There's no longer a storm. And then later on, a new storm develops. So even if it's in the same day, the person will make new barakas on the thunder and lightning. If the storm continues from day to day, Yerushalmi says that the person will make a new bracha of thunder and lightning on the next day. And the Mishabur quotes this halacha. And the definition of day for this purpose is not the halachic day from night to day, but it means the day which a person is functioning in, which means from morning till night. So if he goes to bed at night, he wakes up the next morning and the storm is still there and it continues to produce thunder and lightning, can we make a new brachas of thunder and lightning in the second day? Going back to some of the other points which we raised over here, we didn't give a clear definition of ruchos. We gave example of very strong winds. The poskim say the ruch is a ruch which could which is has a destructive force. It could chazal use the lashon of a farik harim. It breaks the mountains. So tornadoes and hurricanes, cyclones. Even maybe a very strong tropical storm would meet that criteria. A derecho would also meet that criteria. A person would make a bracha on those type of winds. And the Chayyadim does not mention Re'idus Adamat, he doesn't mention a earthquake, but that's clear in the Gemara that a person makes a bracha of Oysim HaSebereshis on an earthquake as well. That would be Terech Tedibur from the tremor, feeling a tremor. A person would make a bracha. It's not clear to me if you have these very slight tremors, if that's referring to it. It has to be read to them that the ground is really shaking. And the person would make a bracha on that. If one follows the Chayyadim that a person does not make a bracha on heat, what's called heat lightning, does he have to wait for the thunder to make sure that this is lightning that he makes a bracha? If this person is in the middle of a storm, the answer is no. He knows he's in a storm. This is the type of storm, lightning, which is accompanied with thunder. And even if it's not so close that you cannot necessarily hear it, but clearly it's because of the storm, there's no question the person can make a bracha on the lightning without waiting for the thunder, and he should not wait for the thunder because you're supposed to make the bracha teich deiber. The Chayyarim's halacha of heat lightning is simply referring to a case where the storm is so distant that you're not aware of the storm. All you see is in the distance the flash of lightning. Last point, what do you need to see by lightning to be able to make a bracha? There are some opinions that you have to see the actual streak of lightning. So the fact that the sky lights up, the flash of the lightning is not sufficient. Person has to see the actual streak, but that is not, our minhag is not to be choshish for that, and to make a bracha even on the flash without seeing the streak of the actual bolt of lightning. Person could see the flash of the sky lighting up, and that's sufficient to make the bracha on the avosim ha'sabereshis on the lightning. Have a good day.